Well, my name is James Taiwo, and I welcome you to Trumpet Media Podcast, the edition of Jesus Talk. In this episode, we will talk about the compassion of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ had compassion. He had compassion for people. Jesus being the Son of God that we all know and respect, yet he was a God-man who had human feeling and who could relate with our feelings and our infirmities and who will be compassionate enough to get involved, to free us from whatever that we need his attention for. Now, we want to borrow the topic of today from the Bible Combo mobile application dedicated for June 6, titled The Love of Christ. We learn from this topic that Jesus Christ had compassion for people. He showed them compassion. Who were those people? Lazarus and his family member. Let's quickly go into the background story of Lazarus. Lazarus happened to be the friend of Jesus. Not only that, he was a follower of Jesus. Lazarus and his siblings, that is Mary and Martha, they were all followers of Jesus. When Jesus was not in town, Lazarus died. And when Jesus Christ came back to town, the siblings, Mary and Martha, they raised their hope. They expressed that they have been following the teaching of Jesus and they believe in the last resurrection that will happen to all the believers, all the followers of Jesus. But because Jesus Christ saw that they had faith and also he had compassion in what happened, Jesus had to do things ahead of time. He has to perform resurrection of death even before the appointed time that it will happen to every believer. I want us to read this place from the book of John chapter 11, and we're going to analyze this. We're going to pray together because I believe that great things are going to happen in your life and in my life because Jesus is a compassionate Jesus. Amen. John chapter 11, I will start reading from verse 32. Then we're going to talk about this compassion topic. Then when Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." In verse 33, "Therefore, when Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who came with her weeping, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled. And he said, 'Where have you laid him?' They said to him, 'Lord, come and see.'" Verse 35, Jesus wept. Verse 36, "Then the Jews said, 'See how he loved him.' And some of them said, 'Could not this man who opened the eyes of the blind also have kept this man from dying?" Verse 38, "Then Jesus, again groaning in himself, came to the tomb. It was a cave and a stone laid against it. Jesus said, 'Take away the stone.' Martha, the sister of him who was dead, said to him, 'Lord, by this time there is a stench, for he has been dead 4 days.'" Verse 40, "Jesus said to her, 'Did I not say to you that if you will believe me, you will see the glory of God?' Then Jesus took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, 'Father, I thank you that you have heard me. And I know that you always hear me, but because of the people who are standing by, I said this, that they may believe that you sent me.' Now when he had said these things, he cried with a loud voice, 'Lazarus, come forth.' And he who had died came out bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was wrapped with a cloth. Jesus said to them, 'Loose him and let him go.'" As we learn from where we read here, Jesus had compassion. Having seen Mary and Martha crying and also expressing their faith that they believe that Jesus Christ have grace to give resurrection on the last day, Jesus stepped in, Jesus made resurrection to happen, and he called Lazarus to comfort, and Lazarus came back to life. We need to understand this, child of God. Jesus that we serve, the Son of God that we pray in his name to God, he had compassion on Lazarus. Let's get something out of this. We are not only to read Bible and also to profess the word of God just for the sake of it. We need to bring this to our lives. We need to claim what happened to Lazarus, what happened to Mary and Martha. We need to claim it, that it will also happen to us, that Jesus that had compassion on this family can also have compassion on us too. and that he can use the same power, the same strength, the same grace to make whatever is dead, anything that is positive in our life that has died, he can make it to come back to life again. This also relates to any other area of our life that needs God's attention. I want to remind us of the scripture again in the book of Hebrews chapter 4 verse 15. This is what the scripture says about Jesus Christ, the Son of God. It says, "For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin." I want to lay an emphasis on the first part of that verse that says, we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses. We don't have a high priest that does not share our feelings. We don't have a high priest that does not share our weaknesses. Who is this high priest we are talking about? We are talking about Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is our high priest. He is the Son of God. He is the one sitting at the right hand of God, pleading on our behalf. We have this Jesus Christ who share our feelings and who has compassion and who is ready to get involved in whatever is happening in our lives. And you, my dear friend, I want to speak to you right now that whatever situation in your life that needs God's attention, I pray that the power and the presence of God will attend to that situation. That problem will be solved. Your life will be transformed. Healing will come to your body. Deliverance will come to your life. Solution will come to your situation. Your circumstances will transform from negative to positive, from good to better, from better to best. Things will be working to your favor. It will be working to your advantages in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray that the power and the presence of God, the compassion of Jesus Christ will transform into your own life, and whatever that is not working will start to work in the name of Jesus. Arise, child of God. Arise and walk. Arise, go free. Arise, go free. Arise, go free. Arise, go free. I speak in the name of Jesus that your situation will have a solution today in the name of Jesus. Go and prosper with this God's strength. In the name of Jesus Christ, I proclaim to your life. Amen. See you next time, my friend. God bless you. Shalom.